This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One quick thing I just wanted to get off of my chest, and I'm going to freely acknowledge, I don't think most of you make a thing out of this, but I do hear it in multiple places, and it has started to like kind of, I don't know, get into my brain enough to where I'd love to say this out loud on our radio show.
Okay.
If you have a Warrior jersey on, I want it to go very, very well for you every time you do anything on the court. That's how I fan. That's how I go about it. I hear a little teeny tiny touch of some Warrior fans pitting Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga against one another. And I'm not sure I understand what's going on there. There's a comparison piece. Steve does this with Brandon, but yep. He does that with Jonathan.
Brandon gets a longer leash to make mistakes than Jonathan does.
Okay, so do you believe that, or you're just puppeting what you hear people say?
I'm puppeting what I hear people say. I don't believe it. I do think that they are two completely different players, and the positions that they play are very unique in terms of the depth. And I think that the Jonathan Kuminga position is manned by more capable people along with Jonathan than the Brandon Pajemski position. With Pods, it's he and Steph Curry and a little Jimmy Butler who plays point guard.
Yeah,
some.
I mean, Draymond in some ways, at least on the offensive end. Yeah.
But the Kuminga position is Jimmy, it's Moses, and a little bit of GP2, he kind of does that
Ghee Santos.
That's a great way to put it.
Yep.
So I do think that Kuminga's competition for playing time at his position is a lot different than Brandon's. Rankin. Yeah.
I think that's very, very well put. But that's also, to me, only one aspect of that conversation. So, A, if you want to vibe with, like, you know, not Jonathan's more replaceable because he's got a skill set that nobody else on the team has. I think we all fully understand that. They're both young players, but that's part of it. Like, they don't play the same position. So it's not an A to B. I heard a caller on Steiny and Goo today say, Brandon had four turnovers the other night. Jonathan only had three, and Jonathan got pulled, and Brandon didn't. So what's up with that? And I find moments, not all the time, moments where I feel the conversation around the word rotation, minutes, Kuminga, Pods, and Kerr has arrived at a level of toxicity. And I think that we got to get rid of that, man. Like, that's, I just, from my standpoint, that's not welcome here. Like, and I say that from the standpoint, I don't mean like opinion is welcome, but like, if you're going to come from a place of you're into Warrior basketball. Obviously, you don't need to be into Warrior basketball. You don't need to be a fan. You can be a fan of the Lakers and listen to the show. You can be a fan of the Grizzlies and listen to this show. But if the whole idea is you're sort of, you've got emotion tied to the Warriors doing well, why are you comparing two players in such a way where it's like this one needs to shine and that one needs to pull back? And we need to pull this one when that happens and push that one forward when this happens. There has become almost, and I think this is a social media thing, I think it's the next generation of what David Stern started, but there is too much focus on individuality in the NBA. I would actually liken this conversation back to what we talked about for most of today with Jimmy Butler. And it's part of where I'm coming from. I don't want the Warrior game to be about Jimmy Butler being a dog. I want the Warrior game to be about the Warriors scoring more points than the other team. And however the hell we get there, snappy doodle. If Gee scores 25, well, boy, didn't see that coming. But cook, young man, cook. And by the way, if he's got it going, yeah, Jonathan, stay over here for a sec. Gee's on one tonight. Who knew? And Brandon, by the way, I don't think there's any way around the idea that over the last four games, something clicked and he is scoring the ball with a different level of confidence than he has before. And my God, the Warriors need that. So I want Jonathan Kuminga to look every time I see him like he did against the Lakers last week. Exactly. I would love that. I would love that. But it's not always going to look that way. And Brandon's not always going to look this way. And I'm sort of with Steph where it's like, boy, do we need to have some sort of come to Jesus conversation after every game about what each individual did? Like, I want them all to play well. And there are going to be nights where certain guys don't have it and other people who play their position do. And that means you're going to sit more.
That's the way it's going to go. And I do think that Brandon gets a longer leash than Jonathan Kuminga, not to compare the two because they're different players. But you mentioned it, what Brandon has done over even the last five games. He had 27 against San Antonio, 8 in a win over Memphis. He had 28 against the Lakers. He had 26 against Denver.
Right.
And he had 19 in the loss on Sunday. So
Dude. That's
a five-game heater. And even before that, he was double digits in every game since he came back from his injury. Jonathan was amazing against the Lakers. And he was okay against Denver. And I just looked at all 7 turnovers that those two committed against Houston on Sunday night. And 2 of Jonathan's 3 were absolutely inexcusable.
Yeah, they were rough.
Straight up giveaways. And the third one, he took the ball and he jumped to try to shoot and it flew out of his hands. And
no,
so
that's no big deal. That's
fine.
Right.
And, and Pods had one where he traveled. I didn't really think that he traveled, but the ref did.
That was that one where the pivot foot.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't see it.
Yeah, and whatever. It was a travel, and it's sure. A turnover, and so I'm not excusing it, but Pods also had 2 of his turnovers, which were inexcusably bad passes, and so it's not to pit one against the other, because if they both play well, you're probably going to win the game. And I mean, if Steph goes 1 for 10, then we'll forget about it. But if Steph is as good as he normally is, and Jimmy is too, and Draymond is, and you get a good game from Pods and a good game from JK, well, I like your chances, because then you just need either Buddy or Moody or GP or Quentin to play okay. But when Pods is doing what he's been doing, which is turning into a knockdown shooter, you're going to win games.
What'd you say the last five games of scoring was?
27, okay. 8, 28, 26, and 19. His last 5.
Quick math. That means he's averaging over 20 a game?
He is averaging 21.6 over the last 5. And that includes an 8-point game where he was 4 of 11 and you beat Memphis by 9. That was the game that was, you know.
Now, what are we talking about?
Right.
Like, what? You know what I mean? I mean, the guy, this is not a subjective statement. He's been fantastic of late. And you know, like, I think I'm here to listen to someone say, like, you're going to need both of these guys to play well for them to go well in the playoffs. Sure.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So why is one getting pitted against the other? And why that guy? Why Pods? Because I don't really hear any, I don't hear anybody do, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, man, why did Moody get more minutes? I don't hear that. I don't hear that. I don't really, I don't, GP2, don't hear that. I don't hear this dichotomy, this discussion. It's always Pods. You know what I mean? I we've all had the conversation over the last 3 weeks about why Kuminga becomes such a lightning rod for right. people. But in a mini way, so is Pods. And I don't think I really understand it. These are two interesting draft picks that the Warriors have made in the last 4 years. Pods much more recent. But I'd argue, man, what a hit. I think 2019, 2021, where was Pods in the draft? It's a great pick. Yep. All rookie teams started off this year like crap, got hurt, took a look at the game film, came out, has totally changed himself, and he's really had an imprint, a positive one, on the team at a time when Kuminga was hurt. Like, I love this dude. He's got a weird kind of funky game, too.
Right, right.
That surprises people.
And I do think a lot of it stems from the way the year started for Pods, and I'm just looking at it through the end of November, 18 games. He averaged 7.7 a game, 21.5% from three. So the early Pods, and he was really kind of docile and not really a part of the action. He couldn't shoot it from three. He was mostly a non-factor. They went 11-7 in those games. And if you add in December, where he played until he got hurt on December 28th, he wasn't that much better. But I ran down the numbers on what he's done over the last five, and if you want to extrapolate that out even further, he has been an absolute, like, renaissance player. And you can give Jimmy some of the credit, and it's fair to do that because he's unlocked Moses and he unlocked sure. Pods and absolutely. All the rest of it. But Pods has been much, much better. And Kuminga's had great games, but it's the consistency with JK that I personally am looking for, and that's why in the Houston game you could see some of the plays that he didn't make, and Steve Kerr, he made the call to not play him anymore, and it was the same thing for Moses, by the way. Moses Moody only played like 14 minutes against Houston because
right.
he was patently not very good.
Wasn't hitting a shot.